Oh, my goodness. In America, we love our roller coasters. And here in Georgia, Six Flags is the go-to place for thrill rides. Joining us now to discuss the history of roller coasters and the appeal of getting your kicks on a ride is travel journalist Arthur Levine. Arthur, good to have you on the program.
Good morning, Tony. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning to you. When did you... You know, it's kind of a two-part question here. When did you fall in love with roller coasters? Let me start there.
Well, it began, like many folks, I suppose. It began when I was a little kid. I have lived nearly my entire life in Massachusetts. And as a very, very young child, my grandmother and my parents used to take me to a place called Revere Beach. It was kind of the Boston area's answer to Coney Island. Mm. And among my earliest memories is sitting on the beach. I must have been maybe, I don't know, one and a half, two, you know, just the very earliest memories. Sitting on the beach, everybody's facing the ocean. I have my back to the ocean, and I'm looking at the rides. I'm looking at the wooden roller coaster, and I'm looking at the double Ferris wheel, and I'm just mesmerized by them. I was much too young to actually go on them, but I was fascinated by them at a very, very young age. And of course, as I got older, I did get a chance to ride them. And like most kids, I loved them, but unlike most adults, I guess, I just never lost my fascination with them and have been able to turn my passion into my profession. I now write about roller coasters and theme parks and amusement parks.
Oh, I want to get to that in a moment. But do you remember your first ride on a roller coaster? And do you remember the name of the coaster?
I believe it was at Revere Beach, and I believe it was the Wild Mouse, which there are many Wild Mouse coasters all over the country. These have the very tight hairpin turns. It looks like you're going to kind of go off the track, and I believe that that was my very first roller coaster, although there may have been some what we call kiddie coasters prior to that, yeah. But that was sort of my first major coaster.
And what did you love about the experience?
What didn't I love about the experience? It was a chance to just sort of be in the moment and experience these crazy thrills that only a roller coaster can give you and feel out of control and yet completely safe at the same time. It was just a marvelous, wonderful feeling that I've wanted to repeat over and over, and it's been many, many years that I've been doing that.
How did you're doing what you love. How in the world did you turn this into a job so that you keep doing what you love to do again and again and again?
Well, it's sort of a long, convoluted story, but the short version of it is that I wanted to try to think of a way that I could get involved with the industry. A little tough being up here in Massachusetts. You know, the big parks are down closer to where you are in Florida and California. But I've always enjoyed writing and was able to turn my kind of my knack for writing into writing about the industry. And I began many, many years ago writing for a magazine that no longer exists called Theme Park. And then I had my own syndicated newspaper column that I called What's the Attraction? It was about theme parks and amusement parks. And more recently, I've been writing regularly for USA Today about theme parks and roller coasters and amusement parks, as well as Trip Savvy, which is an online travel network. I write about theme parks for them and many other publications and many other outlets.
So I want to talk about fear, because I have a lot of fear when it comes to roller coasters. This is Margie Kerr. She is a sociologist who studies fear. And here she is speaking at a TED Talk about fear.
What could possibly be fun about being scared? Fear has a bad rap, but it's not all bad. For starters, fear can actually feel pretty good. When a threat triggers our fight or flight response, our bodies prepare for danger by releasing chemicals that change how our brains and bodies function.
Are you ever afraid on a roller coaster?
Absolutely, and that's only natural. I'm glad you played that clip, because I think that is probably the essence of what the appeal of roller coasters are. There's almost a primal urge that we have to experience this sense of fear. We're sort of hardwired, I think, to be hunter-gatherers, and yet in the modern world, you know, our meat comes shrink wrapped at the grocery store. Yeah. There's no need for us to go on the hunt anymore. So we embrace experiences like roller coasters, where we have this very physical reaction. You know, our pupils dilate and our breathing increases and our pulse rate increases and we release dopamine and adrenaline and we do have that fight flight syndrome, as if we're kind of on the run. But yet we rationally understand that we're totally and completely safe, and yet our body senses this grave danger. So we have this physical reaction that some people, thrill junkies like myself, absolutely crave. Some people, of course, it's a bit too much. And for those people, I say, you know, don't get on a roller coaster. But there are quite a few people who love and appreciate that thrill, and I'm certainly one of them.
Don't get on a roller coaster. I feel like I was just scolded. So, Arthur, look, are we totally and completely safe? You just mentioned it. Are we totally and completely safe?
It is perhaps the safest form of transportation that exists. You are much, much, much more safe riding on a roller coaster than you are driving in the car to and from the amusement park. There are all kinds of safety protocols and safety restraints and redundancies built into the rides to make them extremely safe. And so, yes, I think people can feel comfortable that they are, in fact, safe on roller coasters.
And Arthur, give us a bit of a brief history, if you would. When and where did we see the first coasters?
Well, it's a matter of some controversy. Controversy isn't the right word, but the issue isn't really settled. Some people think that this year we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of the roller coaster, because in 1817 there were two rides that we would now think of as roller coasters, referred to as roller coasters, in Paris. They were gravity and people powered. They were wheeled carts on tracks, and they went down a hill, and passengers had to climb up to the top of the hill to get on them, and workers had to haul the carts back up to the top.
Oh my.
But it's significant to note that one of these rides was called the Russian Mountains. There may have been other wheeled coasters earlier in Paris or elsewhere in Europe, but we know for sure that in the 17th century, there were Russian ice slides in Russia. And these were timber frames on the sides of mountains. They were about 70 feet tall. They were packed with snow. And they had small sleds. And people would just fly down the hill. And they were very popular, especially among the aristocracy. And Catherine the Great actually enjoyed Russian ice slides and commissioned one for herself. So to this day, in other parts of the world, roller coasters are known generically as Russian mountains. And interestingly, in Russia, apparently, they referred to roller coasters generically as American mountains. So even though we do trace their origins back to Europe, even in Russia, there's an acknowledgement that there's something intrinsically American, all American about them. So that's sort of the very earliest records of roller coasters. In the United States, we go to the mid-1800s, and the very first U.S. roller coaster was the Mock Chunk Switchback Railway in Pennsylvania. It was actually a coal mining train, and early in the day it would be used to haul coal, and later in the day they would invite passengers on, and it was essentially just a runaway train that would just fly down the side of the mountain, and one of the cars had mules in it, and the mules would get out at the bottom of the hill and haul that train back up to the top, and that's how it would get up to the top. But the first sort of commercially successful roller coaster was at Coney Island in 1884. It was called the Gravity Switchback Railway. Mm-hmm. And this was designed and operated by LaMarcus Thompson, who was known as the father of the roller coaster. It wasn't the very first roller coaster, but the first commercially successful one. And after entrepreneurs and saw the success of this one at Coney Island, they began popping up everywhere. There were amusement parks and roller coasters all over the country, all over the world. And at one point, there were as many as 2,000 roller coasters in the early part of the 1900s, including in Georgia. There were there was a park known as Crump's Park, which was in Macon in the early 1900s. It had a wooden coaster. There was a park called Ponce de Leon in Atlanta, also in the early 1900s. And then there was Lakewood Park in Atlanta, which also opened in the early 1900s and closed in the 1970s. So perhaps some of your listeners are familiar with that park. And to this day, we have Lake Winnipesaukee on the Tennessee-Georgia line. That opened in 1925, and that is still operating today. And of course, we have Six Flags Over Georgia, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
And when did we seem to think that Six Flags is synonymous with coasters and theme parks? When did Six Flags essentially take that position?
Well, it was in the early 1970s that the first Six Flags opened in Texas, near Dallas, Six Flags Over Texas. Mm-hmm. And Six Flags is credited with sort of inventing the concept of the regional theme park. Disneyland opened a few years earlier. And I'm sorry, it was the early 1960s, not the 1970s, the early 1960s, that Six Flags Over Texas opened, and they invented the concept of the regional theme park.
Yes.
Disneyland had opened a few years earlier in the mid 1950s, but Six Flags took the idea of let's have a local, regional, seasonal park. It was generally only open in the warmer months, and since they've opened, they have become synonymous with really thrills. They've kind of dominated
the landscape
market when it comes to thrills and thrilling rides and roller coasters.
Arthur,
and Six Flags Over Georgia was the second Six Flags park.
Arthur, appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Theme park and travel journalist Arthur Levine. Arthur, thank you. And that
You're welcome.
Pleasure. That is our show for today. You can always reach us. We're at 404-500-9457. And you can post on Facebook or Twitter. On Twitter, we're at OST Talk. That's on Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Tony Harris. Have a great day.